كثيرون والذين يذوقون ويتحققون بالصفات المحمودة قليلون.
And those who, as relates to the characteristics, those who have the characteristics are many, but those who have experience and realization in those characteristics are a few.
قال فهو يعني التصوف والارتقاء بعلم اليقين إلى عين اليقين وحقه.
And it is also to ascend from علم اليقين, knowledge of certainty, to عين اليقين, the witnessing of certainty, to حق اليقين, the reality of certainty.
ونعلم أن اليقين عبارة عن قوة الإيمان وثبات ورسوخ في القلب.
And we know that yaqeen, certainty, is the iman of faith and steadfastness in the heart.
فيبدأ المؤمن بالإيمان والتصديق الجازم فيكون في رتبة الإيمان ومنتقلا من الجهل والكفر.
And a person first begins with belief and holding fast to that belief and ascending from there and leaving aside disbelief and disobedience and disbelief.
فإذا قوي وثبت وأول درجاته في الثبوت يقال له علم اليقين.
So if then that person is steadfast and has some establishment in that faith, it then is called the knowledge of certainty.
وهو الذي لا يتأثر صاحبه بتشكيك ونحوه مما يعرض للإنسان عندما ترد عليه تلك الأشياء.
And its sign is that the person who has that is not affected by doubts and those thoughts come to them, they're unaffected by them.
ووراء علم اليقين عين اليقين.
And after the knowledge of certainty comes the witnessing of certainty.
وذلك هو الخروج إلى المشاهدة لما آمن به ببصيرته كأنه يراها بعينه.
And that is then ascending to witnessing with the eye of their inner sight that which they believe in, such that it becomes as if they are seeing it.
فإذا قوي وتمكن في عين اليقين ارتفع إلى رتبة حق اليقين.
So then if a person has establishment and steadfastness in the witnessing of certainty, then they ascend into the reality of certainty.
وهي رتبة النبيين وكمل ورثتهم من الصديقين.
And this is the rank of the prophets and of their complete and perfected inheritors of the Siddiqeen.
ومن دونهم من عموم الأولياء ففي رتبة عين اليقين.
And those who are beneath them in the ranks of wilaya are in the station of the witnessing of certainty.
ويضرب المثل للمراتب الثلاثة بمن علم أن وسط كاس معين ماء عذبا.
And the metaphor that is drawn for these three levels is, for example, like a that has within it water.
فإن علم ذلك بإخبار شخص لا يثق به فإنه يبدأ عنده إمكانية التصديق بأن وسط هذا الإناء ماء عذب.
And if then that person is informed by someone that there is water, fresh water in that cup, then they start to believe that there is actually water in that cup.
لكن ذلك ليس من اليقين في شيء.
But then that person does not have certainty at any level.
فإذا سمع الخبر عن ذلك من ثان وثالث من الموثوق بهم قوي تصديقه فينتقل إلى علم اليقين.
So in the case of the first person, they're not very trustworthy. But then if they hear it from two and three other people who are trustworthy, then it ascends into a sense of certainty that there is water in that cup.
ولكن إذا شاهد الكاسة وشاهد الماء فيه بعينه انتقل من علم اليقين إلى عين اليقين.
But then if the person sees the cup and sees the water in the cup, then they ascend from the knowledge of certainty to seeing and the witnessing of certainty.
ولكن إذا أخذ الكاسة وتناوله بيده وشرب من الماء الذي فيه وذاقه وطعمه انتقل إلى رتبة حق اليقين.
But then if the person takes the cup of water and drinks from it and is filled up with that water and tastes it, then they ascend from the level of the witnessing of certainty to the realization of certainty.
وقد ذكر الله المراتب الثلاثة هذه في القرآن الكريم.
And Allah the Exalted has mentioned these three levels in the glorious Quran.
فقال في سورة التكاثر كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين.
And Allah said in Surah At-Takathur, no, if you only knew the knowledge of certainty.
ثم قال لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين.
You will certainly see the hellfire and then you will see it with عين اليقين, the witnessing of certainty.
وذكر في آخر سورة الواقعة قول إن هذا لهو حق اليقين.
And Allah mentions at the end of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, truly this is the reality of certainty, حق اليقين.
وهو دخول أهل الجنة إلى الجنة وأهل النار إلى النار.
And it is the entering of the people of paradise into paradise and the people of the fire into the fire.
فتجاوز الأمر علم اليقين وعين اليقين إلى حق اليقين.
So then the affair at that moment goes beyond the knowledge of certainty and the witnessing of certainty into the reality of certainty.
وما نزل من السماء إلى الأرض أشرف من اليقين.
And there is nothing that has descended from the heavens into the earth more honorable than certainty.
فهو أعلى وأعظم رزق يرزقه الله المؤمن في هذه الدنيا.
It is the most exalted and the greatest provision that Allah gives a believer in this world.
وفر الله حظنا وإياكم من اليقين وزادنا يقينا في كل حين.
May Allah grant us a great portion of certainty and increase us in yaqeen in every moment.
يقول وهو أي تصوف السعي والصعود بسلم الإسلام والإيمان إلى نير مراتب القرب والمعرفة الخاصة بالله والمحبة الخالصة من الله ولله.
And the other definition is, it is to traverse the ladder of Islam and Iman until one attains the ranks to Allah, elect gnosis, ma'rifa khasa, and complete love from Allah and for Allah.
فتبين بذلك أن الدائرة الأولى التي يدخلها المؤمن دائرة الإسلام والإيمان.
So then it becomes clear that the first sphere a person enters is the sphere of Islam and Iman.
وَيَقْوَيَانِ بِوَاسِطَةِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْبَيَانِ.
And these two become strengthened by the means of knowledge and clarification.
وَبِذَلِكَ يَتَكَوَّنُ السُّلَّمُ الَّذِي يَصْعَدُ عَلَيْهِ.
And through those, the ladder that they ascend begins to come together.
فتكون الدائرة الثالثة دائرة الإحسان.
So then the third sphere that the believer enters is the sphere of إحسان.
فإذا تمكن في الإحسان وهو ما عبر عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك إذا تمكن في ذلك تهيأ للرقي إلى المعرفة الخاصة والمحبة الخالصة.
And then if a person becomes firmly established in the sphere of Ihsan, and that is as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, that you worship Allah as though you see Him, and if you do not see Him, knowing that He sees you. When a person becomes firmly established in that, then they begin to ascend into معرفة خاصة, which is elect and special knowledge of Allah.
فيبدأ في الانتماء أو أو صحة الانتماء إلى التصوف أو تحصيل التصوف بانتقاله من دائرة العلم والبيان بعد الإسلام والإيمان إلى دائرة الإحسان. فبدائرة وصوله إلى دائرة الإحسان بداية عمل بالتصوف أو تحقق بالتصوف.
So when a person begins to go from the sphere of Islam and Iman into the sphere of knowledge, ilm and bayan, clarification, and then they continue on until they enter into the sphere of Ihsan, when they reach that sphere of Ihsan, then that in reality is the beginning of their path on tasawwuf.
ثم ينتهي إلى المعرفة الخاصة والمحبة الخالصة وليس لهما من نهايات قط.
From that point they begin to ascend in the ranks of معرفة خاصة, elect gnosis, and محبة خالصة, complete love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they begin that degree, there is no end to those levels.
فأهل دائرة المعرفة بالخاصة بالله تبارك وتعالى لا يزالون في ترق من أدناهم إلى الصديقين إلى الأنبياء والمرسلين إلى خاصة الأنبياء والمرسلين إلى سيدهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ولا يزالون في ازدياد من المعرفة أبدا سرمدا.
And those who have معرفة خاصة, they continue, and love from Allah, they continue to ascend in its ranks, whether it is from the Siddiqeen, the truest saints, and the highest degrees of that, from the lowest ranks to the highest ranks of that, and the ranks of the prophets and messengers, and then the ranks of the most elect of the prophets and messengers, and the ranks of the master of all of them, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they continue to ascend in those ranks continuously to no end.
وكذلك الشأن في المحبة فإن لها بداية, والمحبة الخالصة تأخذ جميع مجامع القلب وكلية الإنسان أولها, يأخذ مجامع القلب وكلية الإنسان هذا أولها, ثم لا نهاية للازدياد منها والاتساع فيها والاعتلاء في درجاتها.
The same goes for love. Mahabba is that the beginning of it is that it takes over the entirety of a person's heart, and then they continue to ascend in its levels of love, the beginning of which is taking over the heart, and there is no end to it as well.
وهو يعني التصوف حسن الاتباع لسيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وحصول ثمرته من محبة الله عز وجل.
And another definition mentioned by the author is that tasawwuf is to have excellence in following our master, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and to attain the fruits of that by the way of love of Allah, the glorious and majestic.
وهذا رأس في التعاريف كلها وبيان واضح لأن الأمر من أوله إلى آخره مرتبط بجناب المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And these are the foundational definitions and very clear definitions, because all of the definitions and the reality of this is really all connected to following in the footsteps of our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
فبي حصول حسن الاتباع والنيل لثمرته ونتيجته من المحبة يتحقق التصوف.
And by having excellence in following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then after that attaining the fruits that come from that, that is really the reality of tasawwuf.
وهو المشار وهذا الأمر هو المشار إليه بقول الله تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله.
And this affair is that which is indicated by Allah in the verse, the meaning of which is, say, if you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you.
وعند معرفتنا وبتعريف التصوف نعرف من هو الصوفي.
And by knowing the definition of Sufism, then we come to know who the Sufi is.
وقال للبياني الصوفي فمن بلغ ثمرة حسن العمل والاتصاف بمقتضى خطاب الله عز وجل ورسوله المصطفى ذوقا وتحققا فهو الصوفي.
So then the author says, whoever reaps the fruits of excellence, ihsan, in action, and takes on the qualities pursuant with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both experientially and with realization, then this is the Sufi.
فَلَا يُسَمَّى صُوفِيًا إِلَّا مَنْ وَصَلَ إِلَى رُتْبَةَ عَيْنِ الْيَقِينِ بَعْدَ تَجَاوُزِهِ لِرُتْبَةِ عِلْمِ الْيَقِينِ.
So one is not called a Sufi except after they have reached the station of عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ, the witnessing of certainty, after they have traversed past the station of the knowledge of certainty.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإحسان وأن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك رواه أحمد والبخاري ومسلم وابن ماجه عن أبي هريرة ورواه النسائي عن أبي هريرة وأبي ذر معا.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إحسان, spiritual excellence, is to worship Allah as though you see Him, and if you do not see Him, then He sees you. And this is narrated by Imams Ahmad and Bukhari and Muslim and Ibn Majah on the authority of Abu Hurairah. And it is also narrated by An-Nasa'i on the authority of Abu Hurairah and Abi Dharr.
أَمَّا مَنْ وَالَاهُمْ هَوْلَ الْقَوْمُ الْمُتَرْقِينَ هَذِهِ الْمَرَاتِبِ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَخَوَاصُ الصَّالِحِينَ مَنْ وَالَاهُمْ وسار في طريقهم مجتهدا ولم يبلغ بعد مرتبة عين اليقين فهو متصوف ليس بصوفي متصوف أي متطلب للتصوف.
And as for someone who has wala, who is loyal to them, and these are the people of tasawwuf, the nabiyyin and the siddiqeen, these levels of prophethood and wilaya, whoever is loyal to them and exerts themselves in following their way, but is not the station of عين اليقين, the witnessing of certainty, then this person is a متصوف, someone who is trying to be like them, but is not a realized Sufi.
فالمتصوف هو السائر في طريقهم بالإجتهاد.
So the mutasawwif, the person who is trying to imitate the Sufis, is someone who exerts an effort in following their way. Except that this person's veil has not yet been removed from their heart, so they have not attained the rank of the witnessing of certainty.
فالمتصوف بالنسبة للصوفية كثير والصوفيون قليل من هؤلاء المتصوفة.
So the متصوفة, the Sufi-like people, the people who are trying to be like the Sufis are many, but the Sufis in reality are few.
والمتصوفة بالنسبة للمتشبهين والمحبين قليل فكثير المتشبهون والمحبون والمتصوفة منهم قليل.
And the ratio between those who are Sufi-like compared to those who love them and have a general love for them, those who love them are many, but in relation to the people who are Sufi-like, those people who are Sufi-like are few.
وبذلك تعلم أن أمثالنا وأكثر المنسوبين إلى التصوف في العالم اليوم هم في رتب التشبه والمحبة وقليل منهم
Those who in today's world, one must know that most people are people who love them or people who want to imitate them, but the people who are like them in reality are very few.
أما الصوفية فما أعزهم وما أقلهم في كل زمان وفي مثل أزمنتنا ما أعظم عزة.
As for those who are the Sufis, the true Sufis, how rare and how precious they are in every time, and how few they are and rare they are in our time.
قال وأما من والاهم ولم يكمل اجتهاده في السير بسيرهم فهو المتشبه بهم.
And as for whoever is loyal to them but does not fully exert himself in following their path, then this person who is one who attempts to resemble them.
قال صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. رواه أحمد وأبو داود والنسائي والحكيم والترمذي والبيهقي في شعب الإيمان والطبراني وعبد بن حميد وابن أبي شيبة والبزار.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasahbihi wasallam said, whoever attempts to resemble a people is of them. And this hadith is narrated by Imams Ahmad and Abu Dawood, An-Nasa'i, and Al-Hakim al-Tirmidhi, and Bayhaqi fi Shu'ab al-Iman, and al-Tabarani, and Abd ibn Humayd, and Ibn Abi Shayba, and Al-Bazzar.
ثُمَّ نَقَلَ كَلَامَ الْإِمَامِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بِنْ أَبِي بَكْرِ الْعَيْدُرُوسِ وَهُوَ من خواص أئمة الصوفية في تعريفه للصوفي والمتشبه ومتشبه المتشبه.
And then the author brings a quote from Imam Abdullah ibn Abu Bakr al-Aydarus, who was one of the most elect of all the Sufis, and brings his definition of the Sufi and the one who resembles them and the one who resembles those who resemble them.
قال الإمام عبد الله بن أبي بكر العيدروس في كتابه الكبريت الأحمر الصوفي السالك الواصل.
Imam Abdullah ibn Abu Bakr al-Aydarus says in his book Al-Kibrit al-Ahmar, Red Sulfur, the Sufi is the traveler on the path who has arrived.
والمتشبه المتمسك بالطريق المحب لهم.
And the mutashabbih, the one who resembles them, is someone who holds on to their path and loves them.
ومتشبه المتشبه المؤمن بطريقهم المحب لهم.
And the one who resembles those who resemble them is someone who believes in their path and loves them.
ومن أحب قوما كان منهم.
And whoever loves a people is of them.
وفي الحديث الصحيح المرء مع من أحب.
And in the authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, a person is with whomever he loves.
رواه البخاري ومسلم.
And that's narrated by Bukhari and Muslim.
فالواصل هو الذي انتهى إلى معرفة الله الخاصة مرتقيا إلى عين اليقين.
And the wasil, the one who has arrived, is someone who has attained ma'rifa khasa, elect gnosis, and the witnessing of certainty.
وعندها يقال وصل إلى الله.
And at this point they say about that person that they have arrived or reached to Allah.
والواصلون إلى الله على مراتب ودرجات.
And those who have arrived, the wasilun, those who have arrived at this nearness to Allah, are in different degrees and ranks.
وأحوالهم تدور بين أمرين يسمى أحدهما بالفرق والآخر بالجمع.
Their affair, their states, they oscillate between one of which is known as farq, and the second which is known as jama'.
والفرق بقاء الشعور بالكائنات والوجود مع حضور شهود الحق جل جلاله وتعالى في علاه.
And فرق, that first state, is that a person is aware of the things around while simultaneously witnessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of that.
أما الجمع فاستغراق شهود الله لجميع كليات القلب حتى لا يبقى مكان للشعور بالغير أصلا.
And جمع, the other state, is that a person is so completely immersed in witnessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have lost senses to anything other than him.
وإنما يبدأ هذا كمثل البرق اللامع الخبر فيجد القلب منه مذاقا بعد مذاق حتى يتمكن صاحبه.
And this begins for the person experiencing that like a lightning strike that comes to them, and it continues to come to them in that way until they are firmly steadfast in that experience.
فَإِنَّ الْقُوَى الْبَشَرِيَّةَ تَضْعُفُ أَمَامَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِتَأْيِيدٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَتَمْكِينٍ.
Because the power of the human being is weak in relation to experiencing that. It has a difficult time experiencing that, except for the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives assistance and support to.
وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَنَا لِلْاِعْتِبَارِ أَنَّ الْكُمَّلَ مِنْ خَوَاصِ أَهْلِ حَقِّ الْيَقِينِ قَدْ يَنْتَابُهُمْ مِنَ الْجَمْعِ مَا بِهِ تَذَهَبُ حَوَاسُهُمْ وَيَصْعَقُونَ كَمَا قَالَ عَنْ سَيْدِنَا مُوسَى عندما تجلى ربه للجبل وخر موسى صعقا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an example for us to know the experience or what it is like for someone to go through the state of jam' when he told us about the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, that when Allah manifested to the mountain, that Prophet Musa alayhi salam he was overcome and he passed out.
ولما كان شان الجمع في حد ذاته مراتب ودرجات فليست مراتب عموم الصديقين كمراتب الأنبياء قالوا عن الجمع أنه جمع وجمع الجمع.
And as it relates to jam', there are also degrees that are not all like one another. So the degrees of the Siddiqeen and their experience of jam' is not like the experience of the Prophets alayhim as-salam in that experience. And that is called, that high degree is called jam' al-jam'. It's almost the multiplication on top of one another.
وَبَيْنَ الْجَمْعِ وَجَمْعِ الْجَمْعِ رُتْبَةُ الْفَرْقُ الثَّانِي.
And between jam'a, that first level, and jam' al-jam'a, that higher level, there is a degree between them.
وَفِي رُتْبَةِ الْفَرْقِ الثَّانِي يَكُونُ عَلَى مَنْزِلَةٍ عَظِيمَةٍ مُسْتَكْمِلَ الشُّهُودِ لِلَّهِ مَعَ تَمَكُنِهِ مِنْ شُهُودِ مَا حَوَالَيْهِ.
And this is called, this degree is called the second farq. So that other state is called farq. The degree between the two of them is called the second farq. And in that state, they are completely immersed in the witnessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then they are also given tamkeen. They are also given the steadfastness in that state that allows them to have an awareness of what is around them.
وهو يختلف اختلافا عظيما عن الفرق الأول.
And it is extremely different from the first experience of فرق.
فإن هذا الفرق الثاني من جملة الجمع ولكن فيه إمداد بقوة ينظر فيها إلى الخلق لا مثل نظره الأول ولكن نظر بعين الشهود الرباني إلى الموجودات والكائنات.
And this second فرق, it is similar to the experience of jam', except that there is a divine witnessing that person experiences in that moment by which they look upon creation through that special divine assistance. And this is the difference between the state of farq in the first case and the second farq, which is a higher degree.
وهذه شؤون يتحدث عنها للتبيين والتشويق أما لمعرفة حقيقتها فلا يمكن ذلك بالتعبير.
And we are giving examples and speaking about this for clarification and to cause people to yearn for it, but the reality of that experience cannot be spoken of, cannot be verbalized and put into words.
فلا ينقص في نظرك قدر التشبه أو التشبه بالمتشبهين فإنه الطريق إلى الرقي.
And a person should not underestimate or think less of resembling them or resembling those who resemble them, because that is the path that leads to that degree.
ولكن كن صادق الوجه قوي العزيمة حتى تبلغ إلى درجات أعلى.
But be sincere and have a true turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that, and then Allah will take you up the degrees.
قال سيدنا الإمام الحداد لا تقنعن بدون العين منزلة فالخب من يكتفي بالظل والأثر.
Imam al-Haddad says, do not become settled with anything less than عين اليقين, the witnessing of certainty.
فالخب من يكتفي بالظل والأثر دون العين.
Because the foolish person is someone who suffices themselves with the shadow and the effect of something, and suffices with that and not with the reality of that thing. There's a difference between someone who sees the shadow of something or the effect it has on something else and the one who actually sees that thing itself.
قال الإمام الحداد والعارفون يشتاقون لدوام الجمع.
And Imam al-Haddad says that the knowers of Allah, the عارفون, they yearn for
يشتاقون لدوام الجمع.
That the عارفون, they yearn for always being in a state of جمع.
والحق ينقلهم عنه لطفا ورفقا بهم لئلا تتلاشى قواهم.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them from that state into the other state out of gentleness, and so that they do not become overwhelmed.
وليستمروا في إقامة التكاليف.
And so that they can also continue in performing their religious duties.
ثم ابتدأ يذكرنا بسمات أي علامات أهل التصوف التي بها يمتازون.
And then the author tells us about the simat, the traits and the qualities of the people of tasawwuf by which they are distinguished.
فأهل المسار في ذلك الطريق يتميزون بهذه العلامات.
So the people who are on that path, they have these distinguishing qualities which set them apart.
ذكر من جملتها عشرا تلخيصا لسمات كثيرة تلصق بهم.
The author mentioned 10 of them, which are a summary of all of the qualities that they have.
لكن هذه من أهمها وأظهرها.
And these 10 traits are the most important of their traits.
فسمات أهل طريق التصوف, السمة الأولى العلم بالكتاب والسنة.
So the traits of the people of Sufism are the first trait, which is knowledge of the book and Sunnah.
وذلك أصل التصوف.
And this is the foundation of Sufism, the origin, the source.
فلا يمكن قط أن ينسب إلى التصوف من جهل العلم العيني الواجب الذي يجب أن يتعلمه.
And a person cannot have any connection to tasawwuf if they do not have knowledge of the individual obligations that are upon them.
ولكن الذين تحققوا بالتصوف كانوا أسبق للاتساع في علوم الكتاب والسنة.
Those who were affiliated and the people on the path of tasawwuf, they were of the foremost of people who were involved in knowledge that brought them closer to Allah.
يقول إذ بدونه أي بدون العلم لا يمكن قطعا حسن العمل والاتصاف بمقتضى خطاب الله ورسوله.
So without it, without knowledge of the book and sunnah, having excellence in one's actions as well as embodying the characteristics of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed us with and His Messenger could not possibly exist.
بل من دون ذلك العلم لا يمكن مجرد العمل والاتصاف فضلا عن أن يتم إحسانه.
So in actuality, there could be no proper action or embodiment of any praiseworthy characteristic without that knowledge.
فضلاً عن أن يتم ذوقه والتحقق به.
Let alone exist with excellence, much less spiritual experience and realization.
فإن وجود العمل ووجود الوصف هو الدرجة الأولى.
For the existence of deed and the existence of these qualities is the first degree.
لكن الإحسان بذلك الوصف وذلك العمل درجة فوقها.
And having إحسان, excellent in that excellence, in that deed, and excellence in that characteristic, having إحسان in that is a degree above that.
ولكن الذوق والتحقق فوق رتبة ذلك الإحسان للعمل والوصف.
And having spiritual experience and realization is then a further degree above that, above having it with excellence.
فلا يكون صوفيا إلا من وصل تلك الرتبة الثالثة.
And a person is not a Sufi until they have reached third degree.
والرتبة الأولى لا تمكن بدون العلم بالكتاب والسنة فكيف بالثالثة؟
And the first degree cannot be attained without knowledge of the book and sunnah. So then what about the third degree? How could that be attained?
وبذلك تعلم أن من ادعى الانتماء للتصوف وهو يجهل الواجبات التي عليه أنه مدع خال عن الحقيقة كاذب في انتمائه.
So then you should know that anyone who claims to have a connection to tasawwuf and they do not even know individual obligations that are upon them, that person is making a false claim and is a liar.
ثم أن خواص أهل التصوف يكونون على اتساع أكبر في تلك العلوم العظيمة علوم الكتاب والسنة وما تفرع عنها.
And then you should know that the most elect of the people of tasawwuf were of the people who had the most depth in the knowledges of the book and sunnah.
وبتقرير هذه الحقائق نعلم التقصير الواقع في المنتمين إلى طريق التصوف.
And by understanding this reality of the great people of tasawwuf, then we actually see the shortcomings of many of the people who have an inclination towards the path of tasawwuf.
فيجب عليهم خاصة وعلى المؤمنين عامة أن ينهضوا لإحياء العلم بالفرض العيني أولا ثم الاتساع فيه.
And therefore we should know that any of those people who have an inclination towards tasawwuf especially, and the believers in general, should be people who seek out the knowledge pertaining to these obligations, and that those who are affiliated with tasawwuf should have even more depth and breadth in that.
وإلا فماضي القرون الأولى منذ القرن الأول فما بعده لم يكن المتصدرين فيه لعلم التصوف لعلوم الكتاب والسنة إلا أهل التصوف والصوفية.
And that we should also know that in the first generations, the people who were involved in knowledge of the book and the sunnah were in reality none other than the Sufis themselves.
حتى صار الواقع في الأمة هذه الحقيقة التي يتحدث عنها.
Such that it reached to the point where the reality that we are going to that is going to be mentioned next was attained.
في قوله وحسبك أنه لا يمكن أن يوجد في واقع الأمة اليوم سند صحيح متصل لقراءة من قراءات القرآن الكريم ولا لتفسير أحد من الصحابة والتابعين ولا لكتاب من كتب التفسير المعتبرة المشهورة من القرن الثالث الهجري فما بعده ولا سند لحديث من أحاديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو لكتاب من كتب السنة المعتبرة كموطأ الإمام مالك ومسند الإمام أحمد والصحيحين والسنن الأربعة وغيرها ولا لكتاب من كتب فقه الشريعة المطهرة للأئمة المعتبرين في المذاهب الأربعة لا يوجد سند لشيء من كل ذلك إلا عن طريق أهل التصوف.
So the author then said, it suffices to know that there does not exist within the Ummah today any authentic chain of transmission as sanad that is connected to any of the readings of the Qur'an, the qira'at, nor any tafsir, exegesis, of the companions or the followers, nor any famous and authoritative books of exegesis of tafsir from the 3rd Hijri century onward, nor any sanad in hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor any authoritative book of sunnah such as the Muwatta of Imam Malik, the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, the Sahihain, and the 4 books of sunnah and others, nor any book of the pure sacred law, the Sharia, by the authoritative imams of the 4 schools, that none of those knowledges were conveyed except in the sanad, it was passed down by the people of tasawwuf.
وهذا الواقع الذي لا يمكن إنكاره دلالة واضحة قاطعة أن أهل التصوف هم حملة وحماة علوم الكتاب والسنة وفقه الشريعة المطهرة.
And this is an undeniable reality that is clear and a decisive proof that the people of tasawwuf are the bearers and guardians of the knowledge of the book, the sunnah, and the pure sacred law.
فإذا حذف أهل التصوف من الأمة لم يبق لنا سند إلى آية ولا إلى حديث.
So if the people of tasawwuf were then removed from the chains that we have, we would not be have a chain of transmission that connects us back to any verse of the Quran nor any hadith of the Prophet.
وحينئذ يكون انقطاع الأمة عن أصلها وأساسها.
And at that point, the entire ummah would be cut off from its foundation and origin.
فلا سبيل لوصل أحد من المؤمنين بسند إلى المصطفى في الزمان إلا عبر هؤلاء القوم.
So there is not any person in our time that has a connection back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the chains of transmission except by one of the people of this path.
ولما ابتدا في شرح الامام شرح صحيح الامام مسلم سيدنا النووي ذكر في الفصول الاولى سنده الى الامام مسلم وترجم لشيوخ سنده وكلما ترجم لواحد نسبه الى التصوف.
And Imam al-Nawawi, when he composed his commentary on the Sahih of Imam Muslim, he began the book with his chains of transmission all the way back to Imam Muslim, and with the biographies of the shuyukh in those chains of transmission. And he does not mention any one of these great scholars except that he associates them to tasawwuf.
وذلك عام في سنده وأسانيد غيره في وقته أو قبله أو بعده لا يمكن الوصول إلى تلك الأصول إلا عبر هؤلاء القوم الفحول.
And that is the case of the generality of the chains of transmission and the scholars, that there is no way to a connection to these foundations of knowledge except through the path of these great and exalted people of Allah.
ثم نقل بعض الأقوال عن الإمام عبد الكريم القشيري في رسالته المشهورة.
And then the author continues with some statements from Imam عبد الكريم القشيري in his famous رسالة.
ورسالته القشيرية من الكتب المعتمدة لأهل التصوف.
And his book الرسالة القشيرية is one of the most authoritative books of tasawwuf.
ومؤلفها من أئمة هذا الشأن.
And the author is one of the imams of this affair.
وترجم فيها لعدد من كبار أهل ذلك المسلك في القرون التي مضت قبله.
And he brought biographies of the great Sufis and the great imams of the spiritual path that came before him.
ونقل من أقوالهم وأحوالهم.
And he compiled their statements and their states.
وكان أحد تلامذة الإمام العيدروس من آل أبي كثير رحل إلى مكة المكرمة ثم كان يقول لو اجتمع رجال الرسالة القشيرية يعني الذين ترجم لهم الإمام القشيري في رسالتي في جانب من الحرم وأنا في جانب ما اهتززت بهم لما ملاني به العيدروس.
And one of the students of Imam al-Aydarus from Al-Bakathir, when he went to Mecca, he went to the Hijaz, and he said, if I saw all of the great men that were mentioned in the Risala al-Qushayriyah, I would not be overcome by that because of what al-Aydarus has filled me up with and what I have taken from him, and that he is so perfect and complete.
وقال الإمام الحداد شيخ الشيخ يوسف هذا عليه رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى عرض علي حال سيدنا الإمام الكبير عبد القادر الجيلاني فصرفته إلى أحمد بن زين الحبشي لما ملأني به العيدروس.
An Imam al-Haddad, who was the Sheikh of Sheikh Yusuf here, he said that the state of Imam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani was given to me, so I passed it on to Habib Ahmed bin Zain al-Habashi because I was sufficed by what I was filled with from the state of al-Aydarus.
رضي الله عنهم أجمعين ورضي عنا بهم.
May Allah be well pleased with them entirely and be pleased with us by them.
نقل الإمام القشيري في الرسالة قال الجنيد من لم يحفظ القرآن الكريم ولم يكتب الحديث لا يقتدى به في هذا الأمر لأن علمنا هذا مقيد بالكتاب والسنة.
Imam al-Junaid, he quotes Imam al-Junaid as saying, whoever does not memorize the noble Quran and does not write down the hadith should not be followed in this affair because this science of ours is bound by the book and sunnah.
وروى في رسالة أيضا بسند عن الجنيد قال مذهبنا هذا مقيد بأصول الكتاب والسنة.
He also quotes in the رسالة with his sanad back to al-Junaid that he said, this path of ours is bound by the principles of the book and sunnah.
وقال علمنا هذا مشيد بحديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم.
He also said, this science of ours is built upon the hadith of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم.
أيضا القولة الأولى عن الجنيد أوردها الإمام بن رجب الحنبلي في جزئه في بيان فضل علم السلف على علم الخلف.
And the first quote of Imam al-Junaid mentioned at the beginning, it was also mentioned by Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali in his book Bayan Fadl Ilm al-Salaf ala Ilm al-Khalaf, an exposition on the superiority of the knowledge of the predecessors over the knowledge of the successors. And that statement is also mentioned by Abu al-Faraj ibn al-Jawzi in his book Talbis Iblis. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said, whomever Allah wills good for, he grants him an understanding in religion. That's narrated by Bukhari and Muslim.
قال الإمام أبو بكر العدني بن الإمام عبد الله العيدروس أرى طرق الحقيقة قليلا سالكيها.
Imam Abu Bakr al-Adani, the son of Imam Abdullah al-Aydarus, said, I see the paths of realization, few are those who traverse them and travel them. Every person has begun to claim them without possessing a thing. Without knowledge and action, impossible it is to ascend its ranks. And he also said, O people who've been people of confusion, do not allow the devil to trick you. And you are impoverished, you have no taqwa.
وَمَنْ خَالَفْ مَقَالَ فَعَالُهُ فَهُوَ خَاسِرٌ مَنْ خَالَفْ مَقَالَ فَعَالُهُ.
And a person whose actions, they contradict their words and vice versa, that this person is a loser.
سألت الله يغفر ذنوبي خير غافر.
I ask Allah to forgive my sins, the best of forgivers.
ثم ختم بنقل مقالة للإمام عبد الرحمن السقاف جامعة لبيان هذا الطريق ومسلك أهله واتصالهم بالعلم وما بعد العلم.
And then the author ends the section with a quote from Imam عبد الرحمن بن محمد السقاف, which is a quote that summarizes the connection they have to knowledge and beyond.
وكلامه بيان واضح لحقيقة التصوف.
And his words are a clear exposition on the reality of tasawwuf.
وقال الإمام عبد الرحمن بن محمد السقاف كل علم بلا عمل باطل.
And Imam Abd al-Rahman ibn Muhammad al-Saqaf said, knowledge without action is meaningless, it is void. And knowledge and action without intention is worthless. And knowledge, action, and intention not in a sunnah is rejected. Knowledge, action, and intention in accordance with the sunnah, but without wara', scrupulousness, is a loss. And it is feared for the person that at the time of compensation and judgment, that it will come to nothing.
قد توفي سيدنا الإمام عبد الرحمن السقاف عليه رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى في أول القرن التاسع الهجري.
And Imam Abd al-Rahman al-Saqaf, may Allah have mercy on him, he passed away at the beginning of the 9th Hijri century.
وأكثر آل بعلوي في العالم ينتمون إليه.
And the majority of آل بني علوي are his descendants.
وكان يقرأ ختمة بالليل وختمة بالنهار.
And he would do a complete ختم of the Quran, one at night and a complete ختم in the day.
ثم صار يقرأ ختمتين بالليل وختمتين بالنهار.
And then he reached the point where he would do two ختمس at night and two ختمس in the day.
ثم صار إلى ثلاث ختمات.
And then he did, reached three khatams.
وانتهى إلى أربع بالليل وأربع بالنهار.
Until he reached the point where he did four khatams at night and four khatams during the day.
وفي مجاهداته مكث 33 سنة لا ينام فيها.
And of his mujahada, his determination and spiritual sacrifice, is that he went 30 years without sleeping.
فسبحان الذي أعانهم ووفقهم.
So glory be to the one who assisted them and gave them توفيق.
ويقال له في تريم المقدم الثاني إشارة إلى رتبته بعد سيدنا الفقيه المقدم محمد بن علي.
And in تريم he is known as the second فقيه المقدم, indicating his rank after the great teacher الفقيه المقدم, the foremost a person in knowledge, Muhammad bin Ali Ba'alawi.
وأبناؤه 13 أدهم حالا يشبه بسيدنا الجنيد بن محمد سيد الطائفة ببغداد.
And he had 13 sons. The least of them had the state that resembled the state of Imam al-Junayd سيد الطائفة.
كان عارفون لو أن واحدا منهم في مقبرة زنبل لكفاء.
The people of Gnosis and Realization said that if only one of them was in the grave of Zambal in Tarim, it would suffice.
لكن فيها كلهم فيها.
But all of his sons are in them.
ومن قبلهم.
And their father is buried there as well.
ومن قبله.
And those who came before him as well.
وقد جاء بعدهم أعداد كثيرة من أهل تلك المقامات.
And after them came many people who were also of those ranks and degrees.
ولما زرنا مع الشيخ نوح حميم كلر طول الله عمره في عافية في أول زيارة له إلى زنبل خرج يقول لي ما رأيت مثل هذه المقبرة كأن فيها كثير من الأولياء قلنا منهم ألوفا.
And when Sheikh Nuh Keller first visited the graveyard in Tarim Zambal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen his life and goodness and well-being, when we took him there for the first time, after he came out of the visit, he said, I've never seen a graveyard like this. It's as if there are many awliya buried here. And we responded to him and said, there are thousands.
ففي جانبها قبر عدد من الصحابة الكرام ومنهم من أهل بدر من البدريين الذين حضروا غزوة بدر مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And on one side of the graveyard are buried the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, And of them are those who were present at the Battle of Badr.
خرجوا في خلافة سيدنا بكر الصديق للجهاد في سبيل الله.
They came there in the era of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq's khilafah, and they were fighting in the way of Allah.
فهناك نحو 70 من الصحابة.
So there are about 70 Sahaba buried there.
ثم لحقهم بعد ذلك الأكابر ومنهم من أهل البيت. أولهم الإمام علي خال عقسم بن علوي جد الفقيه المقدم.
And after they came the great ones and great people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first being Sheikh Ali Khal عقسم, who was the first to come there.
وكان الإمام عبد الرحمن الشقاف يقول قد قبر في مقبرة زنبل 10,000 ولي.
And Imam Abd al-Rahman al-Saqaf, he said that in the graveyard of Zambal, there have been buried 10,000 awliya. That was in his time, and how many came after him. So may Allah benefit us by all of the righteous.
اجعلنا في الهداة المهتدين.
And make us of those who are guides and guided.
ويرقينا أعلى مراتب علم اليقين.
And may He allow us to ascend the highest.
وعين اليقين.
And the witnessing of certainty.
ويلحقنا بأهل حق اليقين.
And may He allow us to be gathered with the people of the realization of certainty.
ويوفر حظنا من كل خير.
And grant us a great portion of every good.
ويحمينا من كل شر وضير.
And protect us from every evil and harm.
ويرزقنا حسن الاقتداء والسير.
And grant us excellence in following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the path.
ولا يجعل حظنا الهذيان ولقلقة اللسان.
And may Allah not make our only portion of this merely words. And may Allah grant us a sincerity in turning towards Him. And to, facing, turning to Him and going towards Him. And in acting in that which brings His good pleasure.
أكرمين وأرحم الراحمين.
He is the most generous and the most merciful. بوجهة
المصطفى المكين وأهل التمكين وبشر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد.
فاتحة.